local and laughing. Now, it's JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Let's do something fun. You can still have fun, right?
I told you, you having fun, sweetheart?
You know what? I can have fun.
It was the most fun I ever had in my entire life.
The most fun I can have without being forced to cuddle afterwards.
Sounds like you guys are having a lot of fun.
I promise we'll make this the most fun you've ever had.
The most fun of my whole life.
Time for the party to begin!
Cuddling afterwards, you don't have to force anybody to do that.
Good job, Creepy JP.
I'm all about cuddling. Cuddling's great. Good morning. How are you, Lauren?
Good. How are you?
I am excited.
Why are you excited?
Because I went and worked out this morning at 4 a.m.
Yeah, you are amped.
Wow. It's amazing what a 45-minute kickboxing workout and then bang does for you.
What did you do?
Bang, the energy drink.
Oh.
No.
That's not what that sounded like.
Like 4 a.m. workout. And
what all did you engage in this morning?
Workout and a container of Bang.
There's a 4 a.m. class at Farrell's?
Yes, there's a 4 a.m. class at Farrell's. There were 10 of us in there.
God bless people who work out at 4 and 5 a.m. Because if I was not getting paid to be up this early,
right,
there is zero chance I would make it. Like, yeah. I would have the intention to, but if there wasn't, like, losing my job hanging over my head,
right,
I have zero confidence that I would actually leave the bed and go do something.
Yeah, I've started doing the 4 a.m. on Fridays just because we have so many things that go on the weekend. Like, I'm going to go over real quick and introduce Kelly Bannon before she performs at the Russ's Wine and Food Experience.
Oh, sure.
They've got an Embassy Suites tonight. That's at like 4 till 5. And then we have the Lincoln Stars Operation Warm Night at the Icebox. And I have to be over there by 6. And so it's like, there's no way I'm going to get my workout in the afternoon. So I'll get up at 4 a.m.
Right.
Because it's before the show. I don't have to try to rush out of here right when we're getting near the end of the show, like 8:30, and try to get over there.
Right.
So it works out really well. And luckily enough, there's enough crazy people like me that come and fill up the gym at 4 a.m.
Well, good for all of you, because that is very impressive. I am impressed.
There are a lot of people, though, that go to the 4 a.m. like, I'm so glad I got that done. Now I can go home and go to sleep for a little bit.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, good, a nap. No. Take a little Bang energy drink and you're ready to rock and roll for the entire day. Well, I'll probably crash this afternoon. That's the way it usually works. But how was your day yesterday?
Good. It's been so beautiful out.
Yeah.
Like, it's been those beautiful, there's snow on the ground, but then it gets to be like 35 and sunny and zero wind, which is probably the most important part.
Right.
It wasn't windy at all yesterday. So Luke and I went to Wilderness Park and went for a snow hike.
That's kind of fun, though.
It was fun. And
okay,
then
cool.
I tested my new skill. I built a snowman without help.
Hey, we did talk about that off the air yesterday, that you actually, for the first time
I've
ever.
I've lived in Nebraska for 15 years. Building a snowman is not as self-explanatory as one would think.
Really?
We have tried several times, and they always come
failed?
Out inappropriate. Yes.
Oh.
Well, once, okay, I didn't realize you actually rolled three balls separately. I thought that was what happened in cartoons.
Oh, God, no. It's the easiest way to do it, the three balls separately.
Well, now I know, but okay. I thought you just kind of built a big thing and then carved out around the sides.
Oh, yeah, no.
So the first time we did that, it ended up looking like a giant snow penis.
Yeah, because I remember that photo.
It's the picture. Yeah, we call it the snowner.
Snowner.
It's a snow, yeah. And then I tried again recently, and I built a really big base and then couldn't get the second one nearly as big. And Paul comes outside and he goes, did you build one giant boob in the yard?
Snow boob.
A
lovely.
Snoop. It was a snoop.
Yeah. Nice.
So, yeah. So I went over to a friend's house with all the kids the other day after the big storm, and she taught me to build a snowman.
Yeah.
So yesterday at Wilderness Park, Luke and I built another snowman just
worked?
To see if we could. Yes.
Nice.
It's a little lopsided, but
hey, you took the training wheels off and you made your own.
All on my own.
That's
I built a snowman.
Tremendous. Mm-hmm. The best ones are when you get that base and you're rolling it and you've got it so well packed and you're rolling the big one out there. And you can see grass. Like, you've peeled
right,
the snow
yeah.
off the grass. You're like, oh, this is the best snowman ever. Because you've actually created that perfect base. So
this
well,
also is
you.
Really good snowman, snowball snow
yeah,
right now.
No
what's
kidding.
Out there now?
What we got right now. And then we've got more of it, but with the wind coming up on Saturday.
Yeah,
so.
Tomorrow looks nasty. Tomorrow, okay. They're saying near blizzard conditions.
Lovely.
Tomorrow evening.
Okay.
Also, they put up a graphic, which I think it was the 10-11 guys put it up. It's like this really dense line of snow, but it's really skinny. So if it moves one way or the other, it can totally change. But like, there's this band of like 8.5 inches of snow. Uh-huh. And then right next to it is a half inch of snow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Like a couple miles away. So
just like a little half inch.
But that's it. As of right now, on tomorrow evening, they're saying like blizzard conditions.
And we're getting a lot of the stuff done ahead of time tomorrow. Like I have men's basketball tomorrow, like 3.
It might be okay.
So it should be all right. So, all right, we got a lot for you.
Yep, you're just seconds away from this. From JP Lauren and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Free Fun Friday consists of getting things off of your chest. We'll have fake news today, too. We'll also have your chance to join us tonight for the big Lincoln Stars Operation Warm Night for some hockey.
Get up and get at it, Lincoln. It's the Kix Morning Show with JP Lauren and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
We have our first ever...
Are you stupid or something?
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
It's never happened before, but it's happening today with...
It's a mashup. It's also confusing.
It's very confusing. So, there's a 26-year-old guy in Philly named Talib Adams.
Okay.
And he stole someone's laptop and cell phone back in January.
That's bad.
Yeah. And he took off running. But he wasn't quite fast enough because, well, there's Kyle and Natalie and Samantha who are part of a running club that meets at lunch 3 times a week.
Okay.
And at first, they were just impressed with the guy's speed. Like, man, he just flew by us. Kyle says he was probably running close to a 7-minute mile pace.
I mean, having just committed a crime is good motivation to run faster.
Right.
That will up your game.
But then the guy who owned the laptop ran up huffing and puffing and told the running club what happened. So they did what anyone would do.
That day on. I was going somewhere. I was running.
They started chasing him. They ended up following him through a construction site. So it was like being in an action movie with giant machines running and sparks flying everywhere. And he was pretty gassed. The criminal was pretty gassed by then and tried to hide in some bushes. But then he took off again when he heard them searching nearby. So Kyle tried to chase after him, but again, ended up actually tearing one of his calf muscles,
no!
unfortunately.
Oh, injury. So I see him going down in slow-mo. Ooh. And here comes Natalie and Samantha leaping over him, not giving up.
Luckily, it was a minor tear. He's okay.
Okay, good.
And it turned out the construction workers called the cops because they saw all of this action going on. And so they showed up just in time to arrest Talib. The runners say it was probably wasn't the best idea for them to go after him, but they added, quote, probably the biggest adventure they've had so far on their running club.
Which, again, probably? What else has happened during their lunchtime running club that chasing down and catching a criminal was not the biggest adventure they've had so far?
Right.
I have a follow-up story for this.
Oh, okay.
So a good friend of my dad's was a photographer for Sports Illustrated for years and years and years.
Oh, neat.
And he worked for Sports Illustrated for the 1984 Olympics, which was in L.A.
L.A., yeah.
And so he was outside the Coliseum, which is where USC plays, okay. Which was a venue, which is a terrible area.
It's a bad neighborhood.
Ton of crime. Right? Oh, like it's a rough neighborhood right there.
Like you want to be dropped off for a game and then picked up right away and get out of there.
Yes. You don't wander around the stadium. But so Robert was standing. He was using a payphone. Again, 1984, people. Yeah. And he had his giant bag of really expensive professional camera equipment at his feet while he was using this payphone. Some dude comes sprinting by, picks up the bag of equipment, and sprints off. Robert looks at this young guy standing near him and goes, I will give you $100 to catch that guy, and hands him $100, and that guy takes his $100 and runs off. So he thought, you know what? It wasn't bad enough to lose all my equipment. I should probably send $100 after it, too.
Wow.
He could have used... Kyle and Natalie and Samantha.
You really could have. They would have been the heroes.
Where were they then? Actually, probably they weren't born.
No.
They
look
really
young. With the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
Yeah, they're pretty young. They were probably just a glimmer in their parents' eyes.
Yeah, exactly.
At that point
in 1984.
Coming up, we got a lot of cool stuff and new music for you from the Nitty Gritty from Music City.
Keeping you in the know from Music Row. It's the Nitty Gritty from Music City on New Country, Kix 96.9.
The guys of Florida Georgia Line were on yesterday's episode of Ellen, and there were a couple of surprises. They were talking about the fact that Tyler Hubbard and his wife Haley are expecting their second baby, and that's when he broke this adorable news.
Another big news, our first daughter, who's a little over one, she just took her first steps backstage in the green room.
Here?
Yeah. We're making history at the Ellen Show tonight.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So she took her first steps here.
Yeah, just now.
God, we elevate the minds of children.
It's crazy.
You bring them to meet Ellen, and that's what happens.
Yep.
And then Ellen surprised Tyler and his wife Haley with a gender reveal of their second child. Brian Kelly and Ellen pushed the big red button together, sending blue streamers everywhere as a big video board read, "It's a boy." So they have a little girl, and now they're having a little boy.
You know, it was probably one of their parents that had put together the gender reveal part, and they're like, great, now we can't do that.
Right?
Ellen just ruined that party.
I ordered this cake. There are balloons in a box. What am I going to do with this box of blue balloons, Ellen? They seemed very happy.
Good.
Brooks and Dunn have revealed the track listing for their duets album, Reboot, and people are getting pretty excited about this project. As you may recall, it features 12 younger stars, their words, joining them for remakes of some of their biggest hits. And it sounds like each one came in with a great attitude. Kix Brooks said, quote, "What's intriguing to me is that we didn't do any production meetings about how we might cut these things. We just went in and it morphed in the process." Ronnie Dunn added, "Each artist came at it from a different angle. When John Party walked in, he said, 'I'm in, but we are not changing anything.' And we didn't musically, but his vocal speaks for itself." John and Ronnie trade vocals on a new version of My Next Broken Heart. Here's some of what that sounds like.
I've seen that look before. She'll tear my world apart. I'm working on my next broken heart. Oh, I'm working on my next broken heart. Oh, working on my next broken heart.
So cool.
John Party sounds like he's meant to sing that, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Other tracks to look forward to include Casey Musgraves on Neon Moon, a new take on My Maria with Thomas Rhett, and Midland joining them for the dance classic Boot Scootin' Boogie.
This is going to be one of the biggest sellers ever.
JP's very excited about this.
Well, and the best part about it, I've listened to three songs now because Party and Luke Combs and Kane Brown, all three of those songs have been released so far. Uh-huh. And each of them, the musicality of it sounds current.
Right.
Like they make it sound like it's just something brand new. And all three of these guys just absolutely buy into the project and they sound amazing.
Reboot will be out on April 5th. This is the Nitty Gritty from Music City, brought to you by Discount City Beer and Wine. I'm Lauren Silverman for Kix 96.9.
Stay put. Here's what's next with the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
A bear adventure. That's in good things. If you've got something you'd like to share that's good, let us know on Facebook or Twitter with the title Good Things. We'll add it to our list, too.
It's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Remember, if you've got a good thing, let us know about it on Facebook or Twitter. Just direct message us with the title Good Thing. We'll add it to our list. What do you have today for us, Lauren?
Okay, so I love these kind of stories so much. There was a little boy, he's five, and he and his family were on vacation at Myrtle Beach State Park. They rented a cabin, and when they left, he left behind his teddy bear.
Oh.
And I think most parents have been in that situation where some toy that is just so important gets left behind.
Tristan's blankie in California at SeaWorld, the worst thing ever.
There you go. Yep. So Thompson is the little boy's name, and he left behind his favorite teddy bear. So his mom called the park ranger's office once they got home a few days later to ask, did anyone find this teddy bear when they were cleaning the cabin? Do you know where it is? Well, not only did they find the teddy bear, he went on an adventure. By the time he got home, they started sending him pictures. The bear showed up. He was wearing a ranger's hat, and the rangers took the bear on all these adventures. There's pictures of him out at the beach in a chair watching the ocean. They took him to the highest elevation in the park, and there's a picture of him up on top of the sign. He is patrolling the park with one of the rangers in his car, and it's just the most adorable thing. And then and then there's pictures of Thompson with his new bear. They even sent a ranger's hat home. They mailed it all to Thompson once he got home.
Oh,
and
wow.
Thompson promptly renamed his bear Mr. Junior Ranger Bear.
As you should.
Is officially his name now. So it's just so sweet that the rangers took the time to do that for
That's
that little
so
boy.
Adorable. All right, I've got a lot of good things. I'll start with some sports good things.
Okay.
The first one is we're going to be at Lincoln Stars Hockey with Operation Warm tonight.
Anything with Operation Warm is always a good thing.
Right. And we're raising money for coats for kids here in Lincoln. And so the firefighters will be out there. We'll be out there too. Starting at 6 o'clock, we'll be out on the concourse there where you can drop money in the boot if you want to. You can donate however you want to donate. And then join us for the game. And then we'll be a part of the big pass the boot thing after the first intermission. So that's hockey. And then Husker men's basketball against Purdue tomorrow at 3:30. Okay. So we need everybody at 3 o'clock. To get everybody get all excited for that. And then high school sports, the girls' district basketball continues. The boys' district basketball continues as well. So that's going on in town. And then swimming and diving state championships are going on. This thing is sold out at the Vandy Center. You can't even get a ticket into it. You have to watch it on TV unless you're running out of ticket. But I want to give a shout out to Paige and the Northeast swimming and diving team as they compete for that. So that's the sports area of it.
Okay, sports good things.
My good thing is I'm going to be going down to see Mary Poppins at the Beatrice Community Playhouse.
Yay!
It's this weekend, but I'm going to go down specifically on Sunday because we have a special tribute to my grandma.
Aww.
So Grandma Sandy was a part of the Community Players forever and has played every role from Dolly and Hello Dolly to you name it. And so they're doing kind of a special tribute with the program, some other things going
That's
on there
so
on Sunday.
That's so awesome.
So if you're looking for a really cool show to go see, and a friend of mine, Jamie Ulmer, is the director down there, and they get so many great people in the Beatrice area that come and participate in the shows down there, go check out Mary Poppins this weekend.
Don't miss this. Next on the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Morning Show.
There's a lot. If you're looking for our good things in the events, you can find them on our events page at KX969 on Facebook.
J.P., Lauren, and Husker Nick in the morning are on
KX96.9.
Before we move on, who's our Millionaires Club members for this hour?
Paula, Karen, Chad, Bunky, Chris, and Destiny.
We will do another round coming up at the 7 o'clock hour and also the 8 o'clock hour. We just need you to join us and bring your luck, because then we'll go buy the Powerball ticket and have a chance at winning $304 million.
Which obviously we will share with you.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go to an island somewhere.
Yes, where it doesn't snow.
Right. Maybe we'll be rich enough to do this. Normally we complain about millennials, but today they're actually doing some good, but it's still a facepalm moment.
I am half eye rolling that people would hire these people, and the other half of me is just impressed that somebody came up with the, hey, someone will pay me to do this.
So millennials are now hiring consultants to help keep their plants alive. According to the New York Post, they talked to a few different consultants, and they're making hundreds of dollars per project. They help with things like the watering schedule, using the right type of fertilizer. They help pick out plants that are easy to keep alive and don't require a ton of maintenance. So they're making cash off of these people that are just ridiculous enough to hire them.
Here's the thing. We now have these little devices that have all of human information, and we carry them around in our pockets. Why would you pay someone to tell you the watering schedule of a certain kind of plant when you could Google it? You are paying somebody, like this guy says he makes $300 a client,
right,
to go to their house and tell them, like, oh, well, if you have these plants, here's how often you should water them, and here's a Google it! There are entire sections of the library dedicated to this. There, each of these plants has whole web pages on how to best care for them.
The best part about this one guy who gets $300 a client, he says some people just want him to buy the plant himself. It's like, oh my God.
Can you pick out some plants and bring them to my house,
right,
and put them there? And then can you come back 3 times a week and water them and also turn them so they face the sun? And this is so frustrating. And why they want these plants? So they look good on Instagram.
Yep. That's
this guy
the
runs
thing.
his whole business through Instagram.
Which is where everybody's gone to. That's a millennial now. They're all on the gram.
On the gram.
They call it.
Which I thought was a drug reference for a long time. The gram. But yeah. So here's the thing that's very confusing.
Okay.
They now have a plant parenthood club for $40 a year and offer classes like how to pick a planter, watering 101. The woman who started it said some of her clients get really into it, almost like plants are their children. Some even use the term plant babies, but not into it enough to do it their damn selves. Right.
Like they need a nanny for their plants.
I'm so into this that I can't look up how often to water it. God. come on. However, hat is off to the people who have found a way to make money doing things for people that you can do yourself.
Hold on. This is what's next with JP Lauren and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
That right there is a good example of get it off your chest.
There you go.
Which will be coming up in about 40 minutes.
Okay.
We'll give you the chance to get on ahead of time on Facebook.
Think of the things you would like to yell about, anything you would like to get off your chest this week.
Ain't nothing gonna stop us now.
Good morning. JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick are on
Kix 96.9.
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the Earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall.
We built the pyramids.
Math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a Big Bang.
Some of the smartest people in the world are on that show, or at least portrayed on that show.
That's the Big Bang Theory?
Yeah, because they work at MIT.
There you go.
Yet they make the biggest and dumbest brain farts weekly, and it's comedy, and it's wonderful.
Well, this is real life from somebody like them, a man with a PhD in physics, so obviously a smart individual. And he shared a tweet about something that happened to him recently, and it is deeply, deeply relatable. He tweeted, "Hi. My name is Paul. I have a PhD in physics, and the other day I forgot the word for photon, and I had to call it a shiny crumb in front of my colleagues."
Wait, a shiny crumb?
And if you are a physics lecturer, the word photon would be a pretty basic thing, something that would come up in conversation quite a bit. But as happens to all of us, he just couldn't remember the word he was trying to say.
Right.
So he called it a shiny crumb.
That's awesome.
Which I think now any of his students should be allowed to refer to it.
Oh, yeah, from now on.
As a shiny crumb.
That's a guarantee.
But the responses are just beautiful because people started sharing with Paul, the PhD, times when they just could not come up with what they were trying to say. Like this one. "My friend once forgot the word for what she wanted to order at the restaurant and tried to explain it was like a really, really wet salad. Soup. She meant soup."
A wet salad is soup?
Well, like there's some vegetables and so it's just floating. If you could take a salad and like float it in broth, that's what I would like.
A really, really soup. Wet salad.
Another one. "I forgot the word for banana. I said, it comes in its own case. It's yellow." they come prepackaged from the tree.
Yeah, that's funny.
My 17-year-old forgot the word for foal and called it a horse puppy. I mean, that makes total sense.
Yeah, because it's a baby. It's a puppy. Yeah. No, that makes sense.
"Thanks to a random brain freeze, I forgot my husband's name when introducing him to the chairman of the company where I worked."
That's funny.
I have a complete panic attack every time when I'm on the phone with the pediatrician or whatever, and they'll ask me the birth dates of one of my children, which obviously I know, but I have this whole panic, like I'm going to say the wrong one or the wrong year. I have four kids. They all have different birthdays. And then my husband has a birthday and my parents have birthdays and I have an anniversary and it's just too many things. And then I like, am I going to look like a bad mom if I can't come up with one of my kids' birthdays and all that? Yeah, I freeze. It feels like a pop quiz. And then, I mean, let alone somebody starts asking me like my kid's birth weight or something like that.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I know mine, but that's about it.
But
right?
Wow. Okay, so because of that,
you're just a few seconds away from this with the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
We are going to celebrate your brain farts.
Yes.
So 466-9696, or you can do it on Facebook and Twitter, KX969.
The time you were you just couldn't think of what you were trying to say, so you came up with something dumb, or all of a sudden you can't remember your husband's name when trying to introduce him to somebody. Those kind of fun moments.
So 466-9696, or Facebook and Twitter, your chance to join us as well for Lincoln Stars Hockey tonight, and go to the movies as well at the Grand Theater. We'll give those prizes away coming up. JP Lauren Huskernick, we're looking for your brain farts. We want to hear from you. 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter. This stemming off of a man with a PhD who could not remember what a photon was, and he called it a shiny crumb.
It's a shiny crumb.
In front of all of his colleagues.
Uh-huh. And then we were reminded by a friend who messaged the page about this one.
thing that just sets out in there, ding, ding, let you know when you're near the shallow water, right?
What?
It's a buoy. He was looking for the word for buoy.
The thing that just sets out in there, ding, ding, let you know when you're near the shallow water, right?
What?
I had the ultimate brain fart.
The ding, ding.
The ding, ding. Oh, my gosh. Thank you, Travis, for that one, for reminding us of that.
Uh-huh.
So your brain farts, 466-9696, or Facebook and Twitter, you can let us know. Enjoy the conversation, and you join us for Lincoln Stars Hockey tonight, or the movies on us this weekend down at the Grand Theater. 466-9696 with your brain fart. Luke Combs on your 12 in a row, Kicks 96.9. We are looking for your brain farts. 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter.
This one said, this tweet, as a bilingual person, I do this all the time. Sometimes my problem is I can't think of the word in the other language or the one I'm speaking right now. I once had to describe a pineapple. I couldn't come up with the word for pineapple. A hairy pear with a ponytail. I mean, that kind of works.
From now on, I need the hairy pear with a ponytail on it.
Once in a restaurant, I could not think of the word for fork, so I asked the waiter for one of the metal things with four stabby fingers.
Your brain fart. Good morning.
Okay, it wasn't remembering a word. It was how to spell a word.
Okay.
How do you spell if?
I-F?
Yeah.
What were your attempts?
I just couldn't remember how to spell it. It was
Is
like,
there an
I
E?
Yeah.
That's way too funny.
I'm a computer programmer with 20 years of experience. I bought a video game once, and the cashier asked me what kind of computer I had. My brain blanked, and I said, a white one?
466-9696 or Facebook or Twitter. Your brain farts to join us in Stars Hockey or the movies on us with Kix.
Live on your radio, it's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Even the most brilliant people with PhDs forget stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like Proton or Photon?
Proton.
Photon. He called it a shiny crumb, PhD did.
He's a PhD in physics talking to his colleagues. And referred to a shiny crumb. And that tweet started a whole thing of people revealing the times they just could not remember the word they were trying to say and said something ridiculous instead.
And we want to hear about your brain farts. That time you just froze up. It could be anything.
Susan says, one of the guys I used to work with forgot the name for a tape measure. He called it a how far machine. That's all we call
how
it now.
How far machine?
It's the how far machine.
All right, Kix, what's yours?
Hi. So my story, when I was in college, I was the only girl in this coaching football class. So I felt like I really had something to prove.
Right.
So I had worked really hard on my final presentation, and then I get up in front of the class of all these boys and the college football coach, and I could not remember the name of the Super Bowl. And so I kept just saying championship.
You know, the really important one. Lots of
right,
people
exactly.
watch it on TV. The commercials are expensive. You know.
All those things come into play when you're trying to remember something and you're under pressure.
This one says, I'm a prosecutor. During a particularly dramatic closing argument years ago, I forgot the defendant's name. Quote, and that's why you should find... Pause. 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 That guy, guilty. That's why prosecutors always say the defendant.
The defendant. Hi, Kix.
That guy.
You're a brain fart. Good morning.
So when I first started my current job, I'm a customer service rep, and I would forget what my own name was every time the phone rang.
I sometimes when I am going to be on any kind of a phone call with somebody who makes me a little nervous for any reason, like if I'm doing an interview with somebody famous, I will write down things like my name and where I work and my own phone number, like because I know I might blank on these things.
Yeah.
Why
yep,
I'm calling?
I did for like the first week, and my trainer gave me so much crap about it.
And that's what happens.
Jessica just tweeted us, I forgot the name of the Titanic, and I proceeded to ask my teacher in front of the whole class, what was the name of the boat in the movie Titanic?
The boat in the movie Titanic.
Yeah.
High kicks your brain fart?
Well, so I'm a night shift nurse, and when I came home from work one morning, it wasn't something I said, it was something I did. I was standing outside in the cold for about 5 minutes trying to unlock the door with my truck key.
Oh, 5 minutes.
I think many of us have been there, or trying to like click it open with the door. With the, the
car clicker.
Yes.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
The remote clicker is what I meant to say. But
well, I couldn't think of the word for it either. Yeah, speaking of nurses, we have another nurse. Uh-huh. I think nurses work long hours, and
they do.
This tweet, I'm from Lynn. I'm a nurse. I once called a woman to pick up her husband, and I forgot the word nurse. And I said, "Hi, Mrs. X. I'm your husband's wife." Without missing a beat, she said, "He didn't tell me he got remarried. Now, whenever I have to call family, I repeat to myself, nurse, not wife. Nurse, not wife. I'm a nurse. I'm his nurse. I'm not his wife."
Hi, Kix, your brain fart.
I was introducing my husband to some of my friends. We've been married for 10 years, and I was like, this is the guy that I'm married to. I can't remember his name.
Isn't it funny how sometimes just basic stuff just leaves your brain?
Yeah.
This was directly messaged to us. If I publicly post this, my husband will kill me. So once during wrestling, he forgot what boxers were called and called them his rapper. Totally killed the mood because I was in tears laughing for 20 minutes.
His rapper. This might be my favorite one. Okay. Kathy, I forgot the word articulate in an interview and instead said, "I'm good at saying things. I'm a criminal lawyer."
Yep, you're just seconds away from this. From JP Lauren and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
You can share your brain farts on Facebook or Twitter as well. KX969 to join us for the fun. We're going to yell about stuff coming up with Get It Off Your Chest.
JP Lauren and Husker Nick. The Kix Morning Show is on now.
Hi, Kix.
Hey, I just want to say, you guys freaking kill me. I mean, I got no other reason to say that. Like, that little exchange between you and Lauren right there. Like, you guys make me laugh to work every day.
Aw, thanks so much. Oh, he was so, you might lose it. He was so proud of himself.
I'm laughing out loud in my car, and I'm like, I hope nobody is watching when I drive to work every day, because I literally look like I'm a crazy person because I'm laughing and crying. I've got tears coming down my eyes right now because of all the stuff you guys have been talking about.
Well, I'm glad we're not just amusing each other.
We need to come up with a sticker. It's like, I'm not crazy. I'm just listening to JP Lord and Husker Nick.
There you go.
I think that would probably go over really well.
Enough is enough. I take a flamethrower to this plane.
I don't know what we're yelling about.
It's
all right. We've all got places to go. We've all got places to go.
And everything about.
All right, it's your chance to rant about stuff. You will feel better. You won't be that crazy, angry driver if you get it off your chest with us. You can do that on Facebook or Twitter, KX969.
We just got an anonymous one that we will use to lead the pack.
All right, sounds good.
When a coworker finally comes to cover you for lunch, but immediately goes to the bathroom and then gets coffee and comes back 15 minutes later. No, you were here now so that I could leave. Not in 15 minutes, no.
You're here early, and now my lunch is cut in half.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that's exactly how you do it. You can do it on Facebook or Twitter, KX969. You can do it via anonymous messaging of us, but just a direct message on Facebook or Twitter as well, KX969. Or 466-9696. Whatever you need to rant about.
Chris on Facebook says, do people not know how to drive after it snows and the roads have been plowed? Like, come on, you don't have to still drive 15 miles an hour and then they get mad if you honk.
Well, that's what happens. I mean, most of the streets are cleared off by now. You should be able to drive okay.
We all need to be able to transition from the neighborhood streets, which maybe you do need to drive slower because they still have snow, but then you get out onto the main roads and they're totally normal, so you drive a normal speed.
Next with the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
Now we take your calls, 466-9696, whatever you want to rant about.
Mm-hmm.
It'll make you feel better by getting it off your chest. That brought to you by Max Muscle.
I don't know what we're yelling about.
Whatever it may be, we will be glad to yell for you so you can direct message us or just get it on our Facebook or Twitter at KX969.
Oh, like Kelly, she just direct messaged us. Why do people have to work? Why? Why? I'm going back to work today after my maternity leave. That's a hard day, but you'll do it, Kelly.
It'll be great, Kelly. Hi, Kix.
Hi. So I listen to your guys' show like religiously every time I'm in the car.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
And my boyfriend hates country music, and I've gotten to the point after a year where he'll turn certain songs up, and it's great. But every single time the Alexa commercial comes on and it starts playing Meant to Be, he gets super excited and I get super excited. And every single time it is just disappointment to the max because it's like, Alexa, play Meant to Be. And we both just look at each other and die inside. And it happens like four times a day. And it's just like, no.
What? I think you guys might just need to buy that song.
Or we just play it for them. How about that?
We could do that too.
All right. You can continue to rant. Get it off your chest at 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter.
Live, local, and laughing. Now, it's JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
And everything about you.
Nobody asked you, Kevin!
Your chance to rant about stuff and get it off your chest. You can do it on Facebook or Twitter, KX969. And again, if you need to stay anonymous, we'll be glad to yell for you.
We've had several people who would like to complain about the potholes. At the moment, they are really bad. I saw a funny thing tomorrow. In case anyone needs one, there is apparently a two-bedroom, one-bathroom pothole at 27th and Normal right now.
They're terrible. Hi, Kix.
It drives me crazy when people tell you to be somewhere at a specific time, but doesn't say why. My wife this morning said, you need to be at your office at 11:30. I'm like, why? Like, just be at your office at 11:30. I'm like, this sounds like a trap.
Right.
I feel like that's a good thing. That feels like a happy surprise of some kind, doesn't it?
She's not the one that usually likes to do surprises, so that's why it feels like a trap. Oh.
It most certainly is that.
It's a trap.
Just be careful when you're going into that trap.
I don't know. I'm going to go with that's a good surprise.
Mike says, plow the side streets.
Yeah.
I'll make sure I yelled that really loud.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Hi, Kix, get it off your chest.
Oh my gosh, my 2-year-old got kicked out of the DMV this week.
Your 2-year-old got kicked out of the DMV?
Yeah, because she was being like, she wasn't being like good enough for them, so she got kicked out. Damn freaking public workers, huh? What?
That is the strangest rant yet.
Wow. I kind of want to know what our 2-year-old was doing. Here's another one. People who feel the need to weave in and out of traffic to get somewhere faster. This girl changed lanes, and I can't tell you how many times from Havelock to Highlands. I passed her a few times because she thought the other lane was faster. Turns out we work at the same place, and she pulled in right behind me.
That's awesome.
Embarrassing.
Hi, Kix. Get it off your chest.
I have a rant.
Oh, let's hear it.
I want to say to the man who hit me with his car last night, thank you very much for the bruises and the dislocated elbow that I now have after you drove off and left me laying in the street.
Wow.
That's not okay.
No.
I'm so glad you're okay and it's not worse than that. Jeez. Not okay.
That's a horrible thing to do to somebody.
Here's Katie says, here's a rant for the day. People who ask you to meet them all the way across town to buy a $3 item from you off of Facebook Marketplace. How is that worth my time or gas? Yes, I'll buy that $3 item. Can you meet me 15 miles away? No!
Dear Winter, I'm one snow away from a restraining order. Please back your stuff up before I go insane.
Yeah. I think everybody's just about done with winter.
Yep.
Stay put. Here's what's next with the JP Lauren and Husker Nick show on Kix 96.9.
We go from yelling about stuff to going, oh, it's so cute. And we're not talking about Jungle John.
No, but one of my very favorite animals is on its way in.
We'll go
so
Facebook
happy.
Live with Jungle John from the Children's Zoo on the way.
Get up and get at it, Lincoln. It's the Kix Morning Show with JP Lauren and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Jungle John broke out his big handsome lizard.
Are you going to catch my snake?
Nope.
I mean, it's not a snake. It's a lizard. It looks like a snake.
It's a weird thing to say. Why not holding a snake?
Husker Nick, when I walk in here, my brain kind of gets scrambled. Skittles is drawing my hot body.
We all do. Jungle John, we all do. It is time once again to check in with our favorite zookeeper. Zookeeper Bay is live in studio. Let me flip this around so everybody can see you. Facebook Live.
Good morning.
Good morning, good sir.
We have a hedgehog.
You do.
He's so cute.
I have nothing in my hands this morning. Lauren has got my little prickly guy.
This is Hammond, right?
That is Hammond, the African pygmy hedgehog.
And he is busy. He is so, the little sniffer is going 100 miles an hour.
He's got a great little sniffer. He's got a great little sniffer because he sniffs out food, all kinds of food, and, you know, predators and things like that. He can hear food and sniff his food out. You got to remember, he's just a tiny little guy. Yeah. And so he's got to have great protection. That's why he's covered with all those little modified hairs.
How old is Hammond? Is he a full grown?
He is full grown. The African pygmy hedgehogs are just tiny little guys. Again, he's from Africa as opposed to the European hedgehog.
Hence the name.
Exactly. Well, there's European hedgehogs, too. Come on, I'm educating you, Lauren.
Why they call him an African hedgehog, hailing from Africa.
Well, that's not always the case. True. So it's some species names. But that's okay. But we won't get into taxonomic details this morning, will we?
I will say he's a lot more active than last time you brought a hedgehog. She was like 300 years old, right?
Yeah.
In hedgehog years.
Right. Exactly. She was a European hedgehog, a little bit bigger and larger and heavier.
From Europe?
This year. Very good.
Do they have different accents?
They do. I mean, especially they have a British accent.
Is she a British hedgehog?
Yes, exactly. But this one is not, obviously. And Hammond's a great star of all of our camps at the Lincoln Children's Zoo.
Oh,
Hammond
that's right.
Just loves to meet the kids. And, you know, you'll discover that Hammond's quills are not like porcupine quills. Porcupine quills actually get removed when they poke into the potential predator.
Hammond keeps his quills?
He keeps his quills. Exactly. His are more like spikes, shall we say, than really quills. And Hammond's got some other great protective entities about him as well, because, you know, he's sniffling around. He'll eat a scorpion.
Oh, wow.
And so they're a bit of an immunity to scorpion stings. So
seriously?
Yeah. So they're really quite fascinating little creatures. You know, he's really enjoying snuggling with you.
He is busy. He's all over the place.
Like I said, he's a star of our camps. We have camps coming up. You know, spring break is coming up, and some parents have to work and looking for some good activities for kids. Go to LincolnZoo.org. Yeah, see.
He snuffled at me. Is that okay?
He snuffled at you.
He's not mad, right?
No, he's not mad. It's just that's a typical reaction when they're a bit frightened or uncertain. They make that jumping.
Oh, I just shocked him by petting his back. I just surprised
him. Because he doesn't know. Don't let him fall out of your hands. He doesn't know if you can take a bite of him or not, okay? If you get your nose real close. So he actually does that little bit of a twitch, shall we say, to push those little pokey spines.
Oh, okay, just as long as he's not going to take a bite out of me.
He could.
You know. No guarantees.
Yeah, have you been handling crickets or bugs lately? Or raw eggs?
No.
Not shooting your nose up.
You know, feels like a personal question.
Maybe cockroaches, I don't know. But you know, because he's a little sniffler.
Yeah.
He's just, and keep in mind, though, he's been active all night. It's about bedtime for him because he's nocturnal.
He's looking for a place to sleep.
Little creatures like that, you know, move around the forest floor in the nighttime because it's a lot safer for them.
And you guys, the Lincoln Children's Zoo, are getting ready to open forever.
Forever, exactly.
This is your last 2 weeks of quiet.
Exactly.
Forever.
My last 2 weeks of peace and quiet. And it's been so peaceful and quiet with all the construction going on.
Yeah, I'm sure. Too.
Exactly. So, but right, 2 weeks from today, we open up for the season. We won't be closing again.
Okay.
And so you're going to be meeting a lot of your old friends. The expansion will not open until May 10th, though.
Right.
Okay.
So this is just, you know, the great zoo you've always enjoyed. I have no idea what weather's coming in 2 weeks. I'm not certain anybody really knows, but we will be open. We will have things happening. Absolutely. Go in the Animal Kingdom, building all kinds of critters.
And then you are officially a year-round zoo.
We are officially year-round, exactly. Once we open up March 8th, ain't going to be closing again. Well, you know, except for logical purposes.
Overnight, on holidays sometimes.
Right.
You know, yeah.
You know, 10 feet of snow. Yeah. You know, those sorts of
so
things.
So never say never. But never, you're a year-round zoo
exactly.
now.
Exactly. So that's why membership is a great bargain right now, because it's a year-round membership. We got a lot of camps going all summer.
Yeah, the camps.
Too.
I was going to ask you about that.
Camps. Lots of summer camps going. It'll be a lot of fun. You know, we got new camps this year. We got Giraffe Camp.
Oh, okay.
That's awesome.
That'll be fun.
Animal training camp and vet camp and all of a sudden great camps. Go to LincolnZoo.org. Check out the education tab. You know, we got a good camp going on when parents, like I said, are in spring break. Kids are out.
Yep.
Mom and dad got to work. So, you know, so go to LincolnZoo.org and you'll meet Hammond as one of the stars. And you know what? I'll probably see you at the zoo.
Don't miss this. Next on the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Morning Show.
Lauren will have to give back the hedgehog and
dang it.
Give us the nitty-gritty from Music City that's coming up.
J.P., Lauren, and Husker Nick in the morning are on
Kix 96.9.
Let's see, what's in the news today?
Fake news.
Fake news.
I can hardly wait.
Hi, a chance to win your way to the Lincoln Stars. Tonight is our big Operation Warm Night with the Lincoln Firefighters, so come on out and we'll give you a chance to win tickets to that, but you can get tickets at LincolnStars.com. And we had Kim on the line, but she dropped off. So Kim, call back here as soon as we get done. I'm going to give her a pair of tickets anyway.
Awesome. But we'll Not her fault, her phone line.
Yeah, we'll add in our roving reporter, Morgan. Good morning, Morgan. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Would you like to play and win your way to the hockey tonight?
Oh, of course.
All right. Hopefully Let's you can figure out what's real and what's fake on Fake News Friday.
It's a weird world, Morgan.
All right.
Okay. Your first headline, the Bank of Canada is warning people to stop drawing Spock on their money. Is that a real or a fake headline?
I'm going to go with real.
And you're right.
Stop it, Canadians.
So apparently there's a 19th century politician on their banknotes that looks like Leonard Nimoy. And so they have gone on and some very creative artwork. I'll tweet it out so people could see it coming up in just a bit. Of Sir Wilfrid Laurier, the first French-speaking prime minister. But he looks like a Vulcan. And they add in the ears and the eyebrows and the hand with the Vulcan symbol, which I can do on both hands, by the way.
Nice work.
Actually pretty good at that. And so, yes, that is a correct headline. Here's headline number two on Fake News Friday. Florida City places ban on ugly dogs. Is that real or is that fake?
Oh, I hope it's fake.
You're right. It is fake.
Oh, good. Okay. Besides, who would get to decide?
There are some really... I love them. And I appreciate the people that adopt ugly dogs.
Yeah.
But man, there's some really ugly
dogs. Yeah, but then they cross over into so ugly it's adorable.
That's true.
So, it's a sliding scale, and I don't know who would get to decide that.
Okay. So, you got two right. You get one more. You're going to hockey. Human foot found on Canadian coastline, their 15th since 2007.
What's happening in Canada?
Is that real or is that fake?
Fake.
Change your answer.
Real.
And it looks like Spock.
No, it doesn't the foot doesn't look like real. Spock. But the Coroner Service of British Columbia is seeking the public's help in determining who the foot belongs to. This is the 15th foot. That has washed up on the British Columbia shorelines since 2007.
You figure there's got to be a 16th out there somewhere, right? Because usually they come in pairs. Not always, but usually.
The agency says the foot was about a 9.5 light gray Nike shoe that was wrapped around it.
It still had a shoe?
It had the shoe on it, too.
What?
When you think Canada's great.
Where are all the other pieces?
To worry about losing your feet if you go to Canada.
Okay.
Well, congrats, Morgan. You're going to hockey on us.
Oh, woo!
You're just a few seconds away from this with the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
We get to put the spotlight on Husker Gymnastics and see if they crumble under the pressure.
Ain't nothing gonna stop us now.
Good morning!
J.P., Lauren, and Husker Nick are on
Kix 96.9.
All right, Lauren, we got to start over. And this is when we're going to do it, right?
Yes,
here with Josh. Is it Josh or Joshua?
Joshua.
Okay. Joshua. That's a Friends reference for those who know. Joshua.
Oh, I did not know.
Google it, you'll laugh.
Okay.
But Joshua, I bet you've never had that happen before.
No.
Okay. It's a weird thing. Sorry. Joshua Everett is with the Husker men's gymnastics team, and they've got a huge meet this weekend. What?
You're just having a whole conversation slash argument with yourself over there. You're like doing asides to yourself.
Friends, TV friends, tweet it out to me. You'll know what it is.
There
Joshua.
You go.
Anyway, so Joshua is one of the men who will be featured in the big meet this weekend at the Bob the Bentley Sports Center tomorrow, 1:00, taking on Minnesota and the Illinois-Chicago people.
All right, how are you feeling going into this one?
Pretty confident.
Yeah, and you said you are a specialist in the rings?
Yes.
Okay. What are you expecting from Minnesota?
Well, they're a really good team, but we've had a few off weeks to kind of grind and get more consistent and work on execution, so I think we have a chance.
It'll more importantly, you are from Arizona. What do you think of our crappy winter?
I do not like it.
Yeah, neither do we, so there you go.
Do you, like, legit, when school's, like, out, do you just go home and stay there and just, like, I don't know if I want to go back as quickly as possible?
Quick as possible.
Yeah.
And then leave again for practice.
But. That's, I'm sorry that we have...
It won't stop snowing.
All the snow, but it'd be worth it. Yeah.
So we have a new thing we are doing with all the athletes that come into the studio with us. JP has, it is a rapid fire 1 minute, yes?
Yes, 1 minute to answer as many questions as you can. Okay. Because people want to get to know you guys, and, mm-hmm. and especially if they're going to come out and be a part of the big Fight Like a Husker night that they've got coming up tomorrow. Actually, day. Fight Like a Husker day at 1 o'clock at the Devaney Center. And we'll give you a chance to win tickets here in a second. But we're going to put a timer on it, and you'll have exactly 60 seconds to answer these 15 questions. Just yes or no answers, basically. You don't have to go into 2 minutes too much detail because you don't want to run out of time. Because if you don't get them like done, then we're going to not give away tickets.
Okay.
So the pressure's really on you.
All right.
That you have to get this right.
Challenge accepted.
All right, here we go. Here's our countdown. Question number one. Would you rather hang out with a guy named Rob or a guy named Chuck?
Chuck.
IHOP or Village Inn?
Village Inn.
Pineapple on pizza, yes or no?
Yes.
What's the worst TV show that you love?
My guilty pleasure. You know it's dumb.
The Office.
That's not dumb.
What's the last thing you Googled?
This one's hard.
Mm-hmm. 37 seconds left.
It's easy, but it's not. You can pass if you need to.
Pass.
Okay.
What's the one thing people would be surprised to find out about you?
I am one of 7 siblings.
Okay. Oh. Toilet paper over or under with a toilet paper roll?
Over.
What's the worst job you ever had?
I actually have not been employed.
Okay. Funniest person in the world.
Jim Hartung.
Your karaoke go-to song.
Anything by Backstreet Boys.
Dog kisses on the mouth, yes or no?
Yes.
Is a hot dog a sandwich, yes or no?
No.
What's your drink of choice? Doesn't have to be adult beverage. It can be anything.
Root beer.
Favorite kids cereal.
Lucky Charms.
And what did you want to be when you were a kid?
I wanted to be a firefighter.
Nice.
Awesome. See? Okay.
He didn't get it done in the time, but you know
that's
what?
Okay.
We'll give away the tickets either way. That's a lot of pressure.
No one's going to gymnastics because you weren't fast
right,
enough.
Yeah.
We're giving away the tickets.
Well,
yeah. He's had no jobs, is what he said.
No jobs. Yeah. Really? That's pretty nice to not have to do that.
Yeah.
And so what are you gonna do after college then?
So moving back home to Arizona, then working for a year, and then going to law school.
Very
awesome.
Cool. All right. Well, we can look forward to...
A man with a plan.
The man with a plan. All right. So if you'd like to see Joshua compete on the rings, you have got to get your tickets online, huskers.com/tickets. Everybody's getting the first 750 fans through the doors, getting these awesome free Fight Like a Husker pink t-shirts.
Awesome.
They'll have their pre-event fun zone as well in the South Lobby with all kinds of things for the kids. The post-event autographs in the South Lobby of the Devaney Center. You can give Joshua crap about saying that The Office was a bad TV show. When you see him over there for the autographs.
It's objectively just incorrect.
And we'll get you in for free. So if you got a family who'd like to go, we got a couple 4-packs to go see the men's gymnastics meet tomorrow, 1 o'clock, Devaney Center. Joshua, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And good luck tomorrow.